It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later in the show, it's tempting to think of dolphins like the friendly, tail-wagging dogs of the ocean. But our guest says that stories about special human-dolphin relationships are probably overblown. We'll find out why.
First, when we talk about the Wisconsin economy, it's easy to take a one-size-fits-all approach. Either we're doing well or we're not, right? Well, our next guest says the answer isn't so clear-cut.
In a new report that covers 13 years of data crunched by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, Wisconsin's divided into six distinct economic regions, each with different economic profiles.
Joining us now is Todd Berry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, welcome to Central Time.
Well, good to be back.
So, Todd, tell us about this. Why break Wisconsin down into six separate economic regions?
Well, we've been sort of amused the last couple of years as politicians on both sides of the aisle have been pulling monthly economic data, job statistics, often that were revised to mean something entirely different, and they were always focused on statewide numbers, and we thought it was important to take a longer view, so we go back to 2000, and to look at the state in pieces rather than as a whole. And it's quite striking when you do that, because what you find is that some regions are outperforming the state and are doing well compared to the nation, and others are lagging the state and losing ground.
So when we say something like jobs are up or jobs are down in Wisconsin, it doesn't tell the whole story. Where are we seeing the state doing well? What kind of regions?
Well, the two that are leading the pack are western Wisconsin. So the counties along the river running from, you know, Grant in the south all the way up to Polk in the north. And then the other region, which is actually the fastest growing one, are the counties, including Dane and surrounding Dane.
So that, I gather, is not a surprise. You've got the Capitol, a major research university. That one is a kind of a self-driving force, right?
Yeah, you'd expect the Madison area to do all right, because this includes two recessions, and of course, state government and the university are going to be a little less volatile during a recession than some industries. But what's interesting is that it's particularly the information technology sector that really stands out in terms of employment growth there. So it's about a lot more than just, you know, the things that we traditionally think of the Madison area as representing.
And western Wisconsin, I gather, was more of a surprise to economists.
Yeah, it was. And it's not that every county out there is doing spectacularly, but over the whole region, it looks pretty good. We've known for some time that St. Croix, Pierce counties, the counties that are commuter counties to the Twin Cities, had been doing rather well. But when you look at some of the other counties up and down the river, in terms of employment growth, it was second only to the greater Madison area, and its earnings and its incomes were growing faster than the state as a whole.
Now, on the downside, we have kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. Let's start in southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, I guess we'd call it the post-industrial part of the state.
Yeah. I mean, we're running from Walworth and Kenosha in the south to Sheboygan in the north and as far west as Jefferson County. Mm. And, yeah, this is where 40% of the jobs in the state are. It's historically had the highest average incomes, and yet it had the largest job losses, and in terms of earnings and income, at best it was keeping pace with the state, which was trailing the nation.
And that includes the suburban belt around Milwaukee.
That includes the suburban belt around Milwaukee. So, it truly is, you know, that urban southeast, which includes a significant part of the population, jobs, and historically wealth.
And also in decline, northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, and of course, this isn't as much of a surprise. For instance, school enrollments have been dropping throughout large parts of the North for many years, and it actually lost population. And its job loss was almost as large as Southeast Wisconsin. What was a little bit of a surprise to us was that in areas such as lodging and hospitality, the job losses were fairly noticeable, and you wouldn't expect that for this part of the state that we like to vacation in.
So in the middle of the pack, we had the Green Bay, Fox Cities was in a region, and then mm-hmm. Wausau and Central Wisconsin. Anything notable that struck you in either of those?
Well, the Fox Valley Northeast area is on the margin, doing a little better than the state. It had job growth over the last 13 years, while the state had slight job decline. It had more population growth than the state as a whole, and its manufacturing sector, which is an important one in Wisconsin since we're one of the leading manufacturing states, it probably held up better than in some other regions of the state. So the Fox Valley Northeast is, and we call it sort of the happy medium. Central Wisconsin is performing about on par with the rest of the state, so it's sort of it too is sort of middle of the pack, but it's certainly not setting the world on fire.
So, what are the lessons here? Now we've got these six regions mm-hmm. pulling in their own directions. If you're a state policymaker, what do you learn from this to try to boost the state overall and these regions in particular?
Well, I think before you pursue policy solutions, first of all, you've got to be watching the right things and asking the right questions. And lesson one is look at data over multiple economic cycles and data that are good and reliable and final, rather preliminary and speculative and last month subject to change. And the other is that there isn't such a thing as a Wisconsin economy, and so why do we focus on that in all our debate? And different areas of the state have different strengths. I mean, one of the messages of the South Central region is they lost a lot of manufacturing jobs, but they still outpaced the state. So there's an example to steal a phrase, creative destruction, where you're losing on the one hand, but you're more than making up for it on the other. And I think the lesson from the western part of the state is its growth is very broad-based. It's a diverse economy. There's some strength in dairy. There's some strength in mining. There's strength in healthcare, education. And that area held up better in terms of manufacturing than any other part of the state. So it was very much a diverse economy.
Todd, you mentioned at the outset basically both sides in state government are waving dueling job reports mm-hmm. at each other and just trying to make political hay out of them a lot of the time. Do you think that's going to change that, and that both sides might hunker down and try to get into the details and see what works?
Short answer is no. it's been going on for a couple years, and we were just hoping that, perhaps after the political season, people will have come to realize that they need to think long haul, and they need to think regionally, and one size does not fit all.
All right. Todd, thanks a lot for being with us today.
My pleasure.
That's Todd Berry. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.